Welcome back to Farm Talk. News with Farm Director Eric Johnson, broadcasting live in the North Dakota Corn Studios. And we have finally made it. It's one more sleep. Pretending like I'm a little kid getting ready for Santa Claus coming the next day. Gene Henning, did your kids ever say that? How many more sleeps until Santa comes?
We always said that, yes.
Well, it's one more.
But tomorrow's Christmas.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It is the Northern Corn and Soy Expo. Gene Henning, Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Council. Are you over there already? Because I'm on my way in like 30 minutes. Are you there?
Well, I'll tell you, I was over there already once today, and I'm heading back over. I have to pick up a few people from the airport. We've got people coming into town now that are speakers, so I got to pick a few people up, and then I'll be heading over there. I'll be there by 4.
Well, it should be a lot of fun for folks if you've been waiting for this. And again, it is not at the Fargo Dome this year. It is at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in the Butler Machinery Arena. And are you still taking people to register online, or is it pretty much past that and you got to register on site now?
Yeah, you got to come and register on site. But I got to tell you, Eric, we already have 500 people registered.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a big event. We're thrilled. A lot of people there, I think, are showing up for Peter Zion and to hear from our national folks coming in to talk about, you know, policy and talk about national perspectives on checkoff. We just have a very full day. Was over there this morning, like I said, and the Butler building looks amazing. Very excited.
So with 500 people, is that near a record for you guys? And why I say that is because with this nice weather and temperatures in the 40s and 50s, first 2 days of KMOT had to have been close to a record. And I guess maybe we found out the key to a good farm show is nice weather so people can get out.
Yeah, you know, I can't even say what a record would be because we have had full-on blizzards on this event.
Yes.
We have had, so it's hard to say. I can't compare anything to our 50-degree or near 50-degree temperatures. So, who knows what the record is, actually. So, but this will be a good show. I mean, we're going to have a lot of people there, a lot of energy in the building, a really expansive trade show. It's going to be a fun one.
Well, let's start. We got a little time here. So, Gene, kind of walk us through the day. I know the hours at the Butler Arena from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Somebody was asking me if I was going to make breakfast. Am I missing something? Do I need to get my buns up and get over there early? What's going on?
No worry on the buns.
Okay.
We will have breakfast at 7 a.m. We're going to have a breakfast in the morning. We also have our input session at 7 a.m. So anybody that wants to come, give us some input. We're going to be all ears or listening, listening to anyone that wants to talk about the corn checkoff and how they think those dollars should be spent. And our chairman, Tyson Rosenau, will be there. He'll talk a little bit about where we've invested in the past, some of the things that we're working on as far as focus and where we have made investments in the past. But happy to take input from farmers that pay the checkoff. So we're going to start the day with that. We're going to have a breakfast, another side breakfast in one of the side rooms there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to join everybody else and start the day off right away with Brandy Buzzard. And she's the one I have to go pick up here in about a half hour. And yeah, so she's going to talk about, you know, just advocating for yourself and advocating for agriculture and advocating for farmers because if we don't advocate for ourselves, someone's going to advocate for us, and we can't have our story being told by somebody else.
Can't complain if you don't step forward, you know, and be present. Uh-huh. So MCs,
exactly.
I'm looking forward to Mick. I still talk to Mick, and people still ask me about Mick, but you've got two MCs this year, one of them being our friend Mick.
Yeah, Mick is going to be doing a lot of the traditional, emceeing, moving from, speaker to speaker, panel to panel, kind of giving the scoop for the day. Katie Pinky is going to be kind of the MC, or not really the MC, but the moderators for our panels, because we have several panels, and so she's going to handle the moderating aspect, and we've got Mick that's going to be kind of on stage with her, kind of moving the show along for the day. So we're excited to have Mick. I mean, we've had a long history with him, mm-hmm. and a strong relationship with him, and so we're excited to see him.
Okay, and then you've got the open, Rob Rose, Tyson Rosenau.
Yeah, Tyson, our chairman, Tyson Rosenau, and Rob Rose from the North Dakota Soybean Council will be starting the day out. Then, like I mentioned, we'll have Brandy Buzzard going, and then we're going to start right in on some panels. And we've got Roz Leek with the U.S. Soybean Export Council and Carrie Sifrath from the U.S. Grains Council. They're going to come in, and they're going to talk about trade and specifically about this regional agricultural promotion program also. So if anyone has heard anything about that, you know, where the focus might be for all of those dollars that are coming out of USDA, this would be the time to ask those kinds of questions. And then we're going to have a, you know, plenty of time to visit trade shows. Then we're going to bring our policy people up. And I think everyone wants to know something about Farm Bill. I've had many people asking me whether or not I think Farm Bill is going to happen in March. And these are the people to ask. They're a little bit closer to the action coming out of Washington, D.C., and they'll be able to give people an idea as to really what the future of the Farm Bill will be this year and whether or not it'll get done in March.
Clearly nobody knows. For sure.
And I think you're 100% right. I think it is exactly, my guess is they'll use a lot of words, but that's exactly what they're going to end up saying.
I just got done, while I was visiting with the folks, the AFVF had their national convention, and the vibe there was it's probably unlikely for 2024. So I ran into Senator Hoeven on Friday. I wasn't talking to him directly about it, but I was talking to his folks about it, and I was kind of echoing the words that I had heard, and they're like, oh, no, not at all. There's still a good chance things will get done this spring. So I'd rather go from the horse's mouth, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So cross our fingers there.
Agreed. Agreed.
So as we move, go ahead. Keep on going here, because we got a ton of things.
Yeah, and we're just going to move on. And we're going to, you know, we're really fortunate. We're going to have Neil Caskey here. Neil Caskey is the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. He took over the helm at the National Corn Growers Association, gosh, a little over a year ago now. So he's pretty fresh. Very dynamic. He's going to be here, and we're excited to have him kind of talk about North Dakota and talk about, domestic priorities for corn. And then John Jansen is going to be here from the United Soybean Board talking about the same things for soybean. But we're especially, you know, I'm corn. I'm especially excited to see Neil come to Fargo. To be honest, the last time he was here in that blizzard that shut down North Dakota for about 3 days. So I'm excited for him to come back and see a 50-degree North Dakota day.
A normal day.
That's going to be fun. A normal day.
Speaking of weather. Yeah, I was just going to say, speaking of weather, you got Mark Ewens. I would imagine he's going to be a popular guy because everybody's going to be going, are we ever going to get snow again? Which I don't know that anybody wants, but we'll be okay if we do.
Yeah. I put together some questions for Mark, which is actually kind of funny that you're mentioning this. And this morning on my drive to work, I was like, I failed to ask him the obvious question, like, what the heck is going on with our weather, right? Like, that was the first question that, like, popped into my head. I'm like, I never even thought to, like, ask him what the heck is going on with our weather and where did winter go.
Right. But, I'll bring Daryl along and put him in a disguise. You think we could put, like, a fake mustache on Daryl Richardson? We can just have him feed us questions.
Why not? And then, you know, Eric, we're going to end the day, like I said, with Peter Zion. And I think everybody's coming in. I know people are coming back from Arizona to hear him speak.
Yep.
So I'm excited about that. He's got some books that he's going to have and people can get in line and have those autographed by him. And so he's got some books that he's going to be giving away that we have that already have in our possession that we're going to be sharing with everybody. And so going to be a big day, full day. We'll have some food. Of course, there's going to be food. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Got 1 minute. Give us something on the trade show. Is it going to be different than what we've seen in the past?
Well, you know, it's a new venue. And like I said, I was there this morning. It's going to be, it's very warm. It's the booth, everything looks really, really nice. I mean, what I think the best part about the trade show is going to be that it's all on the same level as the speakers. So there won't be going up and down escalators. You will not be going down to the basement of the Fargo Dome like we have in the past. I mean, it's going to be nice that everybody is going to be kind of all contained in one building. And then we're going to move over into the Hartle building for lunch. So it's going to be a good day. There's going to be a lot of energy. I think everybody's going to be really happy just simply because the weather is so nice.
NorthernCornSoyExpo.com. If you register, if you still haven't registered right now, you're probably going to have to register at the gate, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll have to register tomorrow.
All right, very good, my friend. Well, I'll see you back over at the booth. Anything else before we let you go? Parking, is that going to be difficult?
No, parking is going to be great. Park on the east side, right in front of the Butler Building. Just start parking in there. There should be plenty of parking. That shouldn't be an issue at all. You're going to see lots of signs. We already have lots of signs up, and so there won't be any question as to where you're going.
Gene Henning, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Council. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
It is coming up to the top of the hour. That is going to do it for our Monday version of Farm Talk. We're going to be live in location from the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Our coverage brought to you tomorrow by ProSeed. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully you'll be able to make it out. Should be a great weather day. That's today's Farm Talk.